From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee voted unanimously on Tuesday, January the 17th, to move forward with an assessment of the county's housing needs. Approval by the full board is needed before Capital Advocates of Albany can begin work. The first stage of the project would involve an analysis of the county housing stock and the need for additional low-income housing and the creation of a communication strategy. Capital Advocates President and CEO William Teeter said, "From a cursory look, the need for affordable housing is concentrated in Hudson and surrounding communities." County Department of Social Services Deputy Commissioner Michelle Ublacker said there are up to 100 homeless people in Columbia County on a given night, and the department puts many of them up at local motels at the average cost of $90 a night. The housing assessment project would begin February the 1st, and the research phase is expected to last 3 months. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Rosa Atchison is reporting for Columbia Green Media that William A. Hills, the last living founding member of the North Amityville Fire Company on Long Island, celebrated his 100th birthday at the FASNY Fireman's Home in Hudson last weekend. Hills served as a firefighter for nearly 77 years. When asked what his greatest accomplishment has been so far, Hills said it was turning 100. He said, and I quote, "I'm feeling pretty good," end quote. Hills helped establish the Amityville Fire Company in 1940 and remains an active member. When the firehouse was built, Hills paid for and provided the steel. Hills said, and I quote, "We didn't have a firehouse back then or a real fire truck. We had a hose wagon," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office issued a special proclamation last week in recognition of Hills' service. Amityville Fire Chief Aaron Collins said, and I quote, "The governor wanted to reach out personally to thank him for almost 77 years with the fire company," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Tuesday, January 17th, Governor Andrew Cuomo presented his $152.3 billion executive budget proposal, which includes a $1 billion increase in state education aid and the beginning of an income tax cut for middle-class New Yorkers. In a briefing with reporters, Cuomo also said the state cannot do without a so-called millionaire tax and has proposed extending that tax for an additional 3 years. Under Cuomo's proposal, for those earning between $40,000 and $150,000 annual, their tax rate would decrease from 6.85% to 6.45% in the coming fiscal year. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Catskill Eats website reports that the diner in Grand Gorge is moving to Germantown. Vicki Lusek, who is purchasing the diner with her husband Mike, told Catskill Eats, and I quote, "We'd been looking for an old-fashioned style diner for some time. We have a lot of friends who travel around the region, and one of them saw it and told us about it," end quote. The diner was moved from a field in Gilboa in 2008 to 37177 Route 23 at Route 30, just north of Roxbury in Grand Gorge in Delaware County. The Luseks have owned Charlie O's Hometown Bar and Grill in Red Hook since 2010, and the couple hope to move the 1950-era's diner to a property along Route 9G just north of the village of Germantown. You can read that full story at the Catskill Eats website. The Thruway Authority reports that upgrades to fuel service facilities on the I-87 Thruway this week may affect local motorists. Fuel pumps at the New Baltimore service area will be updated to read credit card chips on January 18th and 19th. Fuel service will be temporarily suspended at the New Baltimore service area during the updates. Casey Seeler reports at Capital Confidential that Albany reporters rejected several attempts by Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration to tailor coverage of the governor's budget proposal on January 17th. With a deadline to release the executive budget proposal by law, the administration scrambled Tuesday to present the proposal to the media and the public. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, and spokesperson, Rich Azzopardi, offered members of the Legislative Correspondents Association a mid-afternoon briefing at the executive mansion with Cuomo and budget officials that would be embargoed for release until after 7 p.m. Cuomo was scheduled to brief assembly members at that time, so he did not want any information public. But the LCA officials rejected that idea, so Cuomo officials offered a second option, an embargoed mid-afternoon session Tuesday or an embargo-less press conference in the Red Room on January 18th. They rejected those offers, and now Cuomo will livecast his 7 p.m. January 17th presentation to the assembly without reporters allowed to attend. Sealer wrote, "The sense of the LCA was that, while the governor was free to livecast and hold briefings at his pleasure, the reporters would not negotiate the timely reporting of a matter of significant public interest, such as the contents of his budget proposal," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Liz Page reports in the Mountain Eagle that Schoharie County officials are working to update the 2000 Agricultural Farmland Protection Plan with a January 20th public hearing in the County Board of Supervisors meeting room at 284 Main Street in Schoharie. Agriculture is the county's biggest employer, with 1,124 jobs on 532 farms on 98,369 acres, with $157.7 million in total economic output. Increasing farm efficiency and profitability, diversifying farm operations, expanding farm infrastructure, promoting Schoharie County ag products, increasing understanding of agriculture, increasing availability of skilled labor, expanding the next generation of farmers, preserving farmland, promoting farm-friendly policies, and promoting environmental sustainability are the areas of focus in the updated Agricultural Farmland Protection Plan. You can read that full story in the Mountain Eagle. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain, snow, and sleet likely before 11 a.m. today, then a chance of rain between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of drizzle after 1 p.m. There will be patchy fog before noon, otherwise it will be cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of drizzle before 9 p.m., patchy fog before 7 p.m., otherwise it will be cloudy with a low around 29. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:41 p.m., That will give us 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 18th day of January 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.